Good morning, Auroville. Today is Monday, 28th of October, and right now it's cloudy on 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast in the morning, then mostly cloudy, with temperatures ranging from low 26 to high 32, with a heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. Winds from south at 10 to 15 kilometers per hour. For later on, they predict overcast with the thunderstorms, with winds from the south at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour, and chance of a rain is on 90%, with the rainfall amounts near 31.5 millimeter possible. Morning humidity was on 79 and will drop on 265% by noon. Moon is in last quarter, illuminated on 39%. On Wednesday, 30th of October, at Unity Pavilion International Zone, the community is invited to a general meeting to discuss the status of Ramesh Ramalingam, and during this meeting we will discuss the decision to resign his newcomer process. And then next week, on Wednesday, November 6, also at 4:30 at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to participate to a general meeting to present the proposed new organization and selection process for Working Committee and Auroville Council, which will be followed on Saturday 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. of November by a resident assembly decision-making event to ratify or refuse the proposal. And now about update land exchange, question November 5th, resident assembly decision-making event. The community will be asked to accept or reject the following proposal in the resident assembly decision-making event on November 5th in Unity Pavilion. And the revised questions go like that. The Land Matters Task Force, LMTF, has prepared a proposal to acquire via land exchange 128 acres of private and temple land in the northeastern Greenbelt against 10.5 acres of Felicity Happiness and a piece of land adjacent to Arroyo Model and 18.5 acres of roadside Annapurna Farm. So the question is, do you agree to mandate the Secretary of the Auroville Foundation together with a competent group of Aurovillians to enter into negotiation with the owners of the land with the necessary condition that Felicity Happiness and 18.5 acres of Annapurna roadside land are on indivisible package and no exchange can be realized on any of the parts but only in this totality? Yes or no? And we shouldn't forget that if the outcome of these negotiations is as detailed above, an approval of the Tamil Nadu Hindu Religious and Charitable Endowments Department is given, the land exchange will be concluded. Changes from the proposal as outlined above will require a fresh residence assembly approval. And it's also another note that a competent group of Aurovillian means one member of each of the working committee, FMC, the LCC, and two members of the resident assembly. Today between 5 to 7 p.m. at Butterfly Barn in Sweden, we are invited to join for another singing and chanting event guided by excellent musician Upahar with his partner Veena. And for the Diwali Festival of Light Together, the community is invited to celebrate on Friday 1st of November at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone from 7 p.m. where they will start with fireworks with all our children at the entrance of the auditorium, and it will be followed at 7:45 p.m. with a live concert of Indian music. But program details of the musicians will be announced later, and they are asking us to check announcement at the Solar Kitchen, Portus, Town Hall and Auroville Bakery. And next day, on Saturday, November 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone will present Hindustani vocalist Viraj, who is Gujarat's most promising Hindustani vocal artist. She was trained under the guidance of her first gurus Manju Mehta for sitar and Pandit Vila Sarao Kandekar and Rupandish Shah for classical vocal music. At present, she is pupil of Rajan Sajan Mishra and the acknowledged masters of the Benaras Gharana. She works as the founder, director and chief coordinator of Upasana School of Performing Arts. And she also specializes in Gayakal Gayaki, and she is equally at ease singing bhajans, tumris and tapas. The same day from 7 p.m. onward, at Kipak's Farm Cafe in Auro Annam Farm, we are invited to Asian food with free expression music, which means that we can participate, or other words would be an open stage for the musicians. On 3rd of November, from 5 p.m. onward, Africa House, Pavilion of African Culture in the International Zone, welcomes us to an event which will start with the Ethiopian coffee ceremony and screening of Kiriko. At 6:30, we can taste some African-style dinner, and then at 7:30, they will share with us some live dances from East Africa, from Sudan, Madagascar, and Rwanda. After the dances, there will be a short presentation of Kenya with questions and answer session, and following would be drumming with short African dance workshop. The evening will conclude with cultural interaction, where we could join with some African movements. Or as the set in Swahili, Kujinunga na Sisi Kona Ngoma. And also on Sunday from 6 p.m. onward until 9 p.m., we are invited to traditional Deepavali Festival of Light in Upasana. Because of monthly maintenance work at Tiruchi Trimbalam substation, there will be no electricity tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And our Real Electrical Service team advises us to keep our standby systems ready for use. At Savitri Bhavan tonight at 6:30 p.m., they will screen meditations on Savitri, Book 2, The Travel of the World, Canto 5, The Godheads and the Little Life, and Canto 6, The Kingdoms and Godheads of the Greater Life. The film of Huta's painting is done by Manohar, illustrating passages from Savitri read by the mother and accompanied with her own organ music. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, today at 8 p.m., we can see an Indian comedy drama, Jolly, which was made in India in 2013 by writer and director Subhash Kapoor. And tomorrow they will screen an Italian drama, The First Man, which was made in Italy, France and Algeria in 2011 by director Gianni Amelio. And on Wednesday you can see a cultural documentary, Joan Baez, which was made in USA in 2009 by director Jane Backwater. And the mother wrote, "Whatever you do, do it as perfectly as you can. That is the best service to the divine in man." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourvilleradio.org. Tá perto da roupa, é a gossi. A gossi, tirito. A gossi.